Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out about the way I live, but it's a 24-karat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Hola, Trainwrecks. It's me, Phoebe, and I can confirm that I am alive and I made it through my surgery, which was a laparoscopy for my endometriosis, for those of you who've been asking about it. Now, I will do a full episode about this in a couple of weeks' time, I promise, but I wanted to give you a quick update now, just in a nutshell, because it would be rude not to. So basically, I got my laparoscopy at the Wesley Hospital last Wednesday, and when my surgeon went in, she found that the endometriosis was so badly wrapped around my bowel that it had fused to the side wall. So she actually had to call in a bowel surgeon as well to help her excise. So I got excision surgery, the endometriosis from my bowel, and she removed obviously a few other lesions as well, and then sent that away for biopsy, which came back to confirm that I do indeed have endometriosis. Now, I know that sounds very dire and very extra. Love that for me. But I'm actually relieved that I now have an official diagnosis and that there was a substantial amount there, which really explains like the pain and the symptoms that I've been suffering. Suffering is like the wrong word, but I've been experiencing these symptoms and this chronic pain that's been getting worse as I've been getting older for such a long time now, which I will get into, but it's good to know that it's not all in my head and it's being taken care of. Love that for me. Now, I have to say that I honestly thought, literally, that the hardest part of the whole recovery process for me would be slowing down. But plot twist, I have honestly had the greatest week of my life. I don't want to go back. Like, I'm actually feeling really anxious and nervous about going back to the reality of what my real life is like after having the calmest, most chill 6 days. Honestly, I feel like I've had an epiphany, and I honestly think that something in my life has to change. So my beautiful boyfriend Damon also took the last few days off to help me out with literally everything. And for those of you who've had a lap before, or even just general surgery before, particularly on your abdomen, you'll know how hard it is to do even the simplest tasks for yourself. He literally showered me, cooked for me, did all of my washing for me, took my compression socks on and off for me, helped me get dressed. I couldn't put a bra on by myself for the first 4 days. Went and got my favorite smoothie for me literally every single day, kept the supply of FroPro going, like you name it, he literally did it. And that's probably the first time in the longest time that we got to spend so much quality time together where neither of us had the stress or anxiety of work or just like the daily grind to relax and not feel guilty about staying home and wasting a whole day in bed, because that's something that I do really badly. Even on weekends, I feel really guilty and like I'm not doing something if I just spend a day in bed. So that was honestly really nice. Anyway, as promised, I will be doing an episode on my full endo journey, but I'm going to wait until after my post-op surgery appointment, which isn't for another couple of weeks. So just let me heal fully, remembering I'm only 1 week post-op now, and then I will get that into your ears as soon as I can. So with that said, let's get into part three of my four-part mini throwback series, which this week is an episode that I recorded in season 9. I think it was episode 1, season 9, with the epic Christian Hull. Now, fun fact, not long after this episode was recorded, Christian actually moved to Brisbane and literally, and I mean literally, lives across the road from me. I kid you not, I bump into him all the time, just like at Woolies or at the coffee shop that's underneath my building. And look, I'm not saying that I had an effect on him moving to Brisbane, but I'm also not saying that I had an effect on him moving to Brisbane. Do you know what I mean? We recorded this episode at the Carlisle Hotel, which is where he was staying at the time when he was here for his stand-up tour. I think it was back in 2019, but I believe he's doing another one very, very soon in Brisbane at the Powerhouse, which I am obviously going to be getting tickets to. Anyway, he is such a lol, so I thought what better time to revisit one of my favorite episodes of all time to hopefully give you a much needed Tuesday cheer up. Now, remember, I will be back on July 6th with brand new episodes. But until then, remember, the best gift you can give me is the gift of a 5-star rating, a subscribe, and a lovely review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy the episode.
Hola, train wrecks, and welcome back to another Fast Fire Friday. If Christian gave you as many ab gains as he gave me on Trainwreck Tuesday, then you're in for a real treat, because he's back today for Season 9's very first Fast Fire Friday.
Okay, Fast Fire questions.
Yep.
Last thing you watched on Netflix.
Sorry, I've got a really shit memory. Rick and Morty. I've gone through...
I've never seen that.
Get out. Okay.
I watch a lot of TV. Well, I can't even answer this because my browser has gone incognito and I don't know how to make it not cognito.
Isn't it when technology is just so unintuitive, I turn into the Hulk.
Was irate.
I throw things.
I Googled it and it was this complicated tutorial.
25-minute YouTube video.
Yeah, so I just put on YouTube and watched a mukbang.
I do that. Sometimes I'll... Yeah, because Apple TV. If it's stuffed, I'll just watch on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very impatient like that.
Me too.
And I went through this massive phase a few weeks ago where I was obsessed with watching 10,000 calorie challenges.
Oh, my God. And the people that eat that much food are tiny.
Yeah, but I don't know how it's physically possible. A lot of them don't make it.
Like, I get full pretty easily and they're eating like a tub full of shrimp.
Yeah. Fascinating though. There are some guys that go up to like 20,000.
That's just like,
I love it. Obsessed. Wow. Yeah, I've got this weird fetish with people eating. Last podcast you listened to? Do you listen to your own? It's so, okay. This is a safe space.
Sometimes, yeah. And I laugh at it. I'm like, God, this guy's funny. Oh, it's me. I actually. Don't really listen. This is a weird podcasts. Thing about me. I don't consume too much content.
Mm. It's hard to because sometimes it sways your judgment about when you're creating your own. When you listen
also,
too much.
Well, also, I've found that sometimes you're like unconsciously influenced, and then when you put up a video on YouTube and you don't reference that influence that you don't realize you've had that has had on you, people will just go you like, "This is a rip off of this. You should have credited them." I'm like, "Oh shit, it is." Yeah. And like, "Oh, it's up. Oh, damn it." You got to pull it down. You got to, which is sort of good, but I think like it's just a lot of like the younger people are really protective over other. It's like creative license doesn't sort of exist anymore, and you have to credit absolutely everything.
100%.
So, yeah, I didn't. But if we go years ago, Richard Simmons. Do you remember Richard Simmons, jazzercise artist?
Yeah.
I think it's called Finding Richard Simmons because he became a recluse.
Oh.
And it's this episode of this guy trying to find what happened to him because he was everywhere, and suddenly nowhere. And he became like a hermit. It's fascinating because he goes into his house, he's talking to his maid, he's trying to get. It's a bit of. You're like, maybe you should just leave him alone. Mm. But yeah, it's quite fascinating.
Interesting. Mm. No word of a lie. The last podcast I listened to was yesterday, and it was one that you were interviewed on because I was just trying to like psych myself up for this. I can't even remember who it was by. It was like it was just an interview, a radio interview.
Yeah, right.
With you and a guy. I think maybe his name was Mark. Couldn't tell you.
Oh my God. I have the worst memory. Yep. Oh, Mark. Yep. Yeah. Shit. That's all right. In like 4 weeks' time, so I'm like, yeah, I heard the podcast you did with Phoebe. I'm like, who's that? Oh, the crazy bitch. Yeah, right.
What is the last song you listened to on Spotify? Or do you have Apple Music?
No. Oh, get... Apple Music can go in the bin.
Thank you.
Do you know the song? Get on your feet. Dun, dun, dun. Get up and make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Is that like your Cyclops song?
Get on your feet. Gloria Estefan.
Oh, I love that.
No, I discovered it in Parks and Recreation. Features on that. And I realised it's a real song. And because I'm on tour with Tanya at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we should play that as our final song when we do our show because it's just such a great song.
Absolutely.
And I've been listening to it on repeat.
Oh, my God.
It's such a great pop song.
Oh, my God. I do that too.
Oh, that's what I do. I listen to a song on repeat for like a couple of weeks and then I'm like over it and I never listen to it again.
People think I'm a fucking fruit for doing that.
No, I reckon a lot of people do that.
And you learn the lyrics really quickly when you listen to a song on repeat.
Yes.
Because the last song I listened to on Spotify all day yesterday and all morning this morning was... Have you seen the new Aladdin movie?
No.
Okay. Well, this is going to be lost on you, but lucky for you, I know all the
seen
words
the
now.
Seen the new Aladdin. The old one?
No, the new one.
Yeah. Aren't the songs just the same?
No, there's a new one because this new Aladdin is very like feminist and girl power. Yep. And there's this phenomenal song in there called Speechless.
Mm.
All I know is I won't go speechless. And I've honestly...
Oh, not a bad voice.
Old. Thank you. I'm turning my next live into a physical. On repeat.
Right.
Like crazy. That soundtrack, I'm telling you. And I don't do Disney remakes.
I was going to say, when someone's listening to Disney on repeat, that's like another red flag being waved.
So basically you're telling me I'm going to die alone.
Yeah, you're going to be a spinster with houseplants and one cat who hates you.
Like, yeah, yeah, no, I definitely... My old husband had a cat and that cat fucking hated me.
Cats are the worst.
Can confirm. Absolutely can confirm. Do your parents listen to your podcast?
No.
Yeah. Have they ever?
Not at all, no.
Have they ever come to a show?
I don't think they know what a podcast is.
My mum tells people that I am a blogger.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, but not, because you don't want to be referred to as a blogger.
Not at all.
Like, if you have a blog... Sorry.
Well, who has a blog?
I mean... Bloggers are still a thing.
Yeah, but they're now like Instagrammers that push to their blog.
Yeah, true. Mm. Okay, yeah.
I think, I don't know.
Valid.
Who has time to write? Just take a photo of yourself. It's so much easier. I don't.
Well, my mum used to, and she stopped listening to it.
Sorry,
well,
Mrs. Phoebe.
Not anymore. She stopped listening to it after she heard an episode that I was talking about taking a pregnancy test.
Then, blissful ignorance. Yeah, my parents are the same. Yeah.
But then she started re-listening again a few weeks ago, and it just so happened to be an episode where I talked about having sex on a washing machine. So now she's gone again.
Do you reckon? I reckon she just says that, but she's like keeping track of you. Like, nope, still a train wreck, still washed up.
Well, is that why your stomach's looking a little bit round these days? Random question. Do you like your porridge runny or gluggy? Because I got into a full-blown debate with someone in the kitchen at work about this yesterday. Well, I like mine like glue.
Yeah.
Like thick.
Yeah.
And almost undigestible.
I do like things that are thick and almost undigestible. Yes. Yeah, Nan would make porridge with water, and I was like, Nan's porridge is disgusting. Mum would make it with milk, so much better.
Mm.
And yeah, it's almost like you could turn the bowl upside down and it doesn't fall out, like consistency.
Yeah.
And then laced with brown sugar.
Love that. So it's like a caramelized.
Yeah, it's just a bowl of sugar with some porridge in it.
Love that. Coke or Pepsi?
I don't do either. But I was Coke.
Okay.
When I was younger. I just don't...
You don't like soft drink?
Well, it's a good thing to cut out. I don't really like it, and it's full of sugar. So yeah. I'm like, well, that can be the first thing to go.
What about Diet Coke?
No, it's
You don't
not,
like it?
No.
Okay.
I just avoid... You watch one documentary on food, and you go, oh, everything is death.
What documentary ruined you?
Oh, I've watched so many food documentaries. Is that Fed Up? Is a good one, I think.
Is that
the sugar one?
Oh, that sugar film?
Oh, maybe...
With Damien Gatto? And the Mountain Dew and the teeth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never
but
had
then,
Mountain
like,
Dew.
But you look at, like, Diet Coke. It's like, what are they replacing it with?
Aspartame.
Oh, the sugar's gone. And then, yeah. And then Coke Zero. Mum was obsessed with Coke Zero. And she was like, no, it's zero calories. I'm like, Mum, but there's got to be some really horrible chemicals in there to replace the sugar that they've taken out. She's like, no, nope. I'm like, well, we'll find out soon when you get, like, face cancer. Yeah, I'm becoming a conspiracy theorist too.
As I
watch more YouTube and more like documentaries on Netflix. Netflix is great with just some random extra documentary. Like, yep, we'll buy it, put it on.
Yeah, conspiracy.
Yeah, you do. Mm. And then I become like just a weird preachy, like weird preachy.
Yeah.
No, the government's against you. There's fluoride in the water. Like that weird.
I like that.
I criticize you for going. Oh, Aries. Meanwhile, I'm like, don't drink the water. Boil it first. You know, just as weird.
Well, you'll hate me when I say my answer. I used to be Team Coke, Diet Coke, every single day.
Yes.
But now I'm Pepsi Max, but one step further. Yeah. You know, Pepsi Max new vanilla and raspberry. Like, just in case there wasn't enough chemicals already jammed into a bottle of Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
Let's jam in a few more.
Well, Mount Franklin has released... like strawberry flavored water, and it's so disgusting. It tastes.
There'd be a lot of sugar in there, though, wouldn't there?
Well, I think it's sugar free, but it's like strawberry flavored.
Yeah. Aspartame.
But it doesn't, it definitely tastes like there's no sugar in it. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Not worth it.
Why don't, it's just, I just want water.
Yeah, that's good. That's healthy.
Water. Raspberry in Coke.
Oh, it tastes like a jelly bean.
Yuck.
On the side of that, you know, brown rice and tuna.
Ooh.
Oh, where's the strangest place you've ever been recognized?
Oh, public toilet.
What happened?
Yeah, I was going in there for sex. No, no, I was like coming out of a cubicle. Oh, you're the guy from Facebook. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I don't talk to people in public. Like, it's weird. I don't want, no, I would just, but I said, because I have a phobia of, I can't do number two, like if anyone's anywhere near me. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I just weed in there. That was my response. Because I didn't want him to think I was coming, because I can't pee to it's urinal because I get pee fright.
Yeah.
Because I have such a large penis. I don't want people to say it. It's the opposite. Micro penis. Oh my God. We should start that rumor.
Should we?
Christian has a micro penis.
Let's spread it.
Yeah. Anyway. Is it a rumor? And so I came. Yeah. He was like, oh, you're the guy from the internet. I was like, I weed in there and left. I was like, what the fuck? No, I'm not. And that's my name's Tanya Hennessy.
And that's why you like watching kids, got it?
Oh, good.
I don't get spotted that much because I'm like no one. But weirdly, when I was at your show in Melbourne, I was sitting in the dark in the back row and my friend had gone to the toilet. And you know when you're left alone in a really public place and you do the awkward thing where you grab your phone and you pretend that you're texting someone?
You're not doing anything. Yeah, you're just trying to unlock it.
Yeah. I was like... What's looking my at my screensaver and I could feel someone looking at me and I could hear like a camera.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah. And she was taking photos of me from a distance and I looked over and she came over and she that's was funny. Like, are you see me?
That's so great. It was very cute. How cool.
It was cool.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really nice.
Yeah. I mean, it really does not happen to me a lot, but I assume that it happens to you all the time.
Yeah, it's starting to. I'm starting to get really arrogant and a big head. I'll walk in. I'm like, how much is this? But there's a price on it. I'm like, but for me, they're like, there's a price on it. I'm like, damn it.
Does that happen? Do people give you free shit?
No. Oh. I'm waiting. Oh, God. I'm waiting. I get sent some nice things. But, like, I want to be, like, going to it. Like, I can't wait. There's, like, certain goals you set. And the first, when I went to New York, I wanted to be recognised by a local New York person.
Oh.
So we bumped into a few Australians who were like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, wow. And then this lady was like, how did you do New York? I'm from New York. New York. Boston? I don't know. How did you do New York? Dork?
New York.
Are you that guy from the internet? I was like, I am. I'm like, are you Australian? No, no, I live in New York. I'm like, have you ever been to Australia? Nope. I'm like, yes.
So good.
Yes.
Do you ever go into the back end and look at where people are listening to your podcast at?
Yeah.
Where's the weirdest place that you've seen?
Sri Lanka. Vietnam.
Yeah.
We had quite a big audience there.
We had a look and saw someone listened to mine in Iraq, and then I felt really bad because they're dealing with real problems. And I'm over here crying about a maxed out credit card or something.
Oh my God.
Really
every
basic.
Time I launch into a rant about how my life's difficult while I'm in my fancy 2-bedroom apartment and I've got a home office.
Sometimes, and Apple TV.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh God. I am so lucky and so privileged, and I'm getting whingy about having to put an email address in to sign into Stan. And then you look at the news, you're like, oh, how?
It's really sad things happening.
It's embarrassing.
In the world.
Oh.
And last but certainly not least, what occupation do you put when you fill out forms?
Oh, that's a good one. What did I put? There's an entertainer normally you put, don't you?
Oh.
Or media?
Well, I've got three jobs, so it depends what kind of form it is.
What are your jobs?
Yeah. Well, I still have to work 9 to 5.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm on that grind.
Oh, I've just finished working 9 to 5.
How
I resigned.
Do you bloody do it?
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so amazing. Just do lots of tours if you can. Hit up old mate and then get the tour. Because I didn't realize it's good money.
The money.
Mm.
Great.
Yeah. And it's also really fun.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you came to my show last night. I did 3 minutes playing the recorder.
And might I just say, you were like Bon Jovi on that recorder.
It's packed away. But it's the worst. It's so bad, but it just gives me so much joy because people have paid $50 to come and see me put no effort into a show.
You get paid to do that.
It's so good. Cool. Oh, I'm living the dream. It'll all disintegrate at some point when when I make a tweet that's perceived to be racist.
When bloggers come back into style and they take over.
Mm.
Anyway.
I don't tweet it. Isn't Twitter scary?
I've only recently gone back on Twitter and I don't know how I feel about it.
I'm scared of young people.
I'm scared of everyone.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I'm scared of everything. Indoors, some, outdoors, nature.
I've got some medication for that if you want some.
Your audio producer Tiffany is sitting across from us. She's so scary. She's watching us. She's like with resty bitching face being like, oh God, I can't believe I've been assigned to audio producer of this shit.
And every she's been episode. With me for 2 years.
Oh my God.
We're growing old together.
She's just sitting there pinching her arm to like distract herself from the shit that she has to listen to. We look up just red welts all over the floor.
She might get off lightly soon because this 20-something train wreck's turning 30 in October.
Oh.
What's going to happen?
Wow, you've got an even more shitty podcast to look after. Two now. Oh, God.
And that brings us to the end.
Thank Christ. This was actually a lot of fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You make me feel like my life is a complete shambles.
That's what Both I get a lot. Both of our lives are.
Oh.
That is what I get a lot.
Do you feel good, like, finishing an episode and having someone go, she is crazy?
I do, because that's what most of my haters tell me. You know how, like, you have haters and you get, like, your nasty DMs, your nasty reviewers. Mm. They all have a go at my mental health and my, like, you know, emotional stability, which is not wrong.
Is there a way – where do they comment, though?
On do you go iTunes looking, a
do you
lot.
Go looking, oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny and sad? I really don't get it because I'm, like, a gay guy or just a man.
Yeah.
And people just don't put that effort in to be horrible.
No.
But like all my lady friends,
copping heaps of it. And
it's brutal.
I'm lucky that mine is never appearance based because if someone did that to me, I think I would crumble. That's just something you can't handle, you know? But
well, don't say that now because they know it'll upset you.
Next minute.
Yeah. But you're hot, so you're fine.
Stop it.
In
Stop
your wench outfit.
Fit this rosé sparkle into me.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's a bottle in the fridge.
All right.
And scene. How do you normally end?
We just do a fade out.
Oh.
Is there anything you want to add that I didn't ask? That's what I learned when I was a journalist, to always conclude interviews with that question.
Right.
Is there anything else you want to add that I didn't already ask or?
I really need to. Yep. When's this coming out?
Next week or the week after.
Oh, really soon.
Yeah, really soon.
Tickets are available to my show in September. I don't know any of the details. And this will, people will be listening to this after September, so.
No.
Yeah.
Evergreen. I always forget
that. Yeah, yeah. That's when I do it. I go, well, if you're listening to this now, if you're listening to it after September, sucks to be you. You missed a great show. Well, you cover your bases to go, I would like to apologise for my September show. Where I did a Kramer rant on stage.
That's perfect because now we have two versions.
Yeah.
So we can just swap them out. Something crazy going on in the room next door.
I don't know if you can hear it, but there's someone. What is that banging noise? It's not sex. It sounds... Oh, popping a balloon.
Is it?
Oh. We have to end because I want to know who you dated, that who was the radio person you dated.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye. Don't you second guess me,
no. Confessions of a 20-something train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.